Connecticut healthcare workers in a virtual roundtable Tuesday said they're concerned that a lack of personal protective equipment is putting themselves, their families, and their patients at risk. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more.
Nurses and home health aides say rationing and reusing respirator masks, gloves, gowns, and other equipment is distressing, and they fear it'll only get worse as COVID-19 continues to spread. Anne Marie Serra is a hospital nurse and member of the AFT Connecticut Union.
Although we understand the need to have to conserve it for the surge, it's also not comforting to have to go into the rooms unprotected.
A national shortage of protective equipment has left states and individual providers scrambling to find new supplies. Meanwhile, healthcare workers are coming into direct contact with infected patients, and not just at hospitals. Martha Marks of the Visiting Nurse Association of Southeastern Connecticut provides home health care. She says they've been asked to wear one surgical mask for multiple patient visits.
2 months ago, I would have been disciplined if I had done this. It is infection control 101.
Mark says a fellow AFT union worker recently tested positive for COVID-19, and three others are awaiting test results.
They call me crying. You know why they're crying? Because they don't know who, their patients that they care so much for, who they infected.
Union leaders say a majority of health workers outside hospital systems don't have adequate protection. Seth Winkleman is a nurse and member of Union SEIU 1199. He was working at the State Department of Developmental Services care facility in Torrington when he started to develop symptoms of the virus. Winkleman tried to get a test to confirm, but says he was denied one, even as a health worker.
Everyone else is not being tested, and we could be passing on this dangerous COVID disease to the people who are severely immunocompromised.
Healthcare workers say they have a right to feel safe in their jobs, and they should be getting hazard pay if they continue to work in these conditions. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.